Proclamation number 5501 of 6th of October, 1952. The divine attributes in man. Proof through Jesus Christ. There are hidden powers in you which you only needed to bring to light in order to be able to create and work in an unusual way. You are of divine origin, but you no longer know anything about it. You gave away all your divine qualities when you fell away from me ages ago. But your original nature is divine and only needs to emerge again, which alone is given into your might and your will. Your will is free and can mean both fullness of strength or lack of strength for you as well. For your will determines your attitude towards me and thus also towards love within you. Love releases all bound powers within you. Love lets all divine qualities in you emerge again. Love is power and light in itself, and therefore all the lack of strength and all the darkness will leave you humans and you will be able to work in strength and wisdom. There are limits set to the human being's ability as long as he is only what he was at the beginning of his earthly career. A being closely connected to matter, that still lies completely in spiritual darkness. Naturally speaking, his abilities can develop. They can also become particularly prominent in connection with lower forces when a person obviously surrenders himself to a satanic influence. But they can also take on a striking upswing through contacts with the good spiritual world. Powers can develop which far surpass human natural abilities. And yet it is then a state which would only be natural, because the original abilities come to a breakthrough which characterize your most unique nature, the divine origin. Everything is then possible for a human being. He can work beyond human strength. He can make right everything that is wrong. He can heal the sick, work miracles, speak in wisdom. He can look into the realm of spirits, connect with them in the most natural way. He can put himself anywhere he wants to, at any time. He can see through people. Past, present and future are visible to the One. He can do everything that is only possible for a God, for the One is my child. He is a divine creature who contains all the abilities within himself. And all these divine qualities lie buried in the human being. He torments himself and wrestles during his earthly life. He is blind in spirit. He does not know what he is capable of with the right attitude towards me, with a conduct in love. The man Jesus has certainly shown humanity what a person is capable of who brings love to its highest development within himself. But how few take him as an example, how few follow him. Therefore how few transcend the limits of the natural and can work supernaturally in supreme bliss. These powers slumber in all of you and want to be awakened. All of you can raise treasures that make you happy. All of you could change the pitiful state of your humanity into a supernatural one. For all of you could work and create like gods, if only you would do one thing, to shape your heart to love. For love is a proof of God, love divinizes everything, love is the power which makes everything possible for you, which unites you with me so that you can make use of my power, of which nothing is impossible. But without love you are bound. Without love you are blind in spirit, thus without love you are without strength and light and therefore ungodly. Yet you are beings in the possession of a free will and therefore you determine your state yourselves. You determine yourselves to whom you turn, to the Prince of Darkness who makes you wretched or to the One from whom you emerged in light and power. Amen.